Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
There is an obesity epidemic in England and all of the world, really, but England is particularly under threat because I think I wrote it down, a third of children between the age of 2 and 15 are either overweight or obese in England.
Gosh, yes, that's a frightening statistic, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that's not right. I mean, at that age as well, when you have such a fast metabolism, you shouldn't be gaining weight. You should really be quite thin at such an age. But it's also ready meals and how we have started to use convenience foods increasingly. And there are lots of graphs and charts and really that show during the rise of industrially produced food, like factory produced food, like pizza or ready meals, there's a steady increase in things like heart disease, diabetes, and other illnesses that will significantly affect your lifespan.
Yeah, we love our children, don't we? So we really owe it to them to try and do something about it. And things like pizza, how would you make a healthy, if you will, pizza? What would your tip be there?
Well, first of all, you could go all the way healthy and say, oh, I'll use wholemeal flour rather than white flour. I will use organic ingredients so we don't have as many pesticides in the tomato passata. But all of these additional things are sort of bonuses. I would say the primary ingredient in a healthy meal is making it yourself in the first place from
knowing
the ingredients. Knowing what goes in, because factory-produced food and corporations, they don't work in the interests of the consumer. They work in the interest of their shareholders. And when you buy a ready pizza, it's optimized to make the largest profit margin possible. So they'll use sugar in there to make it preserve it longer. They'll use all kinds of techniques and preservatives that really are detrimental to your health. There's no question about that. When you're making a meal, if you make it at home, that's the most important ingredient in a healthy meal, doing it yourself.
So when people come along to the workshop, tell me what can they expect. Give me a feel for how the session is organised, and without giving all your secrets away, maybe just a teaser of some of the things that you're going to be getting them making.
Yeah, absolutely. This is no secret. It's open to everyone.
But when is it, by the way?
It's tomorrow. Is the first session.
Yes.
It's completely booked, by the way. So people are listening. Sorry, there are no spaces on this one, but we will be running this on a monthly basis.
There will be more, will there? And maybe if you can let us know, we can mention it on our What's On guides here so people know about it. So if you're tempted by hearing what Andre's about to tell you and you fancy going along to one of the workshops, the one tomorrow is booked up, but there will be more.
Yes, every month.
Okay.
So what we'll be starting with is we've got all the ingredients, everything is supplied, and it's a free workshop. So we'll be providing the ingredients like the flour, the passata, the sauce that goes on top. And we will be literally making the mix. We will be kneading that dough. The kids will join in. It's going to be a really fun session because, I don't know, I've got kids. They love these things called squishies. And my daughter keeps... squishies are, for those who don't know, they're kind of like a piece of memory foam that
it
comes back. She thinks that kneading that dough is a bit like a squishy, so she loves that. We cook at home. We've even made little cookery workshops at home and got a small YouTube channel that I just do with the kids because it encourages them to really get into the process of cooking and understanding each step. So this is a step-by-step process about how to make pizza, kneading the dough, preparing the sauce, putting it in the oven, making a healthy salad to go with it, and even a vinaigrette, so
lovely.
Salad dressing.
Yeah.
And we will be making fresh lemonade as well.
Ooh.
Because this is one of the other things is, you know, often people give their kids a lot of sugary drinks without meaning any harm, but in processed drinks, like processed food, there's always hidden sugar, far more than you'd think. So we're going to make fresh lemonade from freshly squeezed lemons with a little bit of sugar to sweeten it, but it will have about an eighth of the sugar that something like a ready-made Ribena carton would have.